Well, the next stop on our tour of the mortgage industry is the business process of servicing a loan. So the servicer of a loan is the entity that takes the payments from the borrower and then distributes them out to pay for things like homeowners insurance, taxes, and investors. So if someone's invested in the loan. So it's a process of taking the payments in the loan and recording them, making sure that that they're recorded properly. So ultimately, so when the loan pays off, the servicer, the servicer is the one who deals with the county recorder. If the loan defaults, or if the loan has, has, let's say the falls behind in payments, so the borrower falls behind, then it's the servicer who contacts them. And the servicer, if necessary, initializes foreclosure. There's a function known as loss mitigation. So let's say you've got a borrower who's defaulting. There are actually some choices that the servicer can make, usually at the direction of investors, about how to mitigate those losses. If the servicing function has complete discretion, the loss mitigation could include many things. It could include a new loan. It could include forgiving payments. It could include what's called a short sale, where the borrower sells the property for less than what the loan amount is, and the lender just takes that lesser amount. There are a whole bunch of there's a lot of discretion as to what to do when the borrower gets in trouble. You can and. But the servicer typically does not exercise the discretion on their own. They're typically acting as an agent of investors. So they act as an agent of investors or agent of whoever bears the risk of loss. So routinely servicing is just collecting payments, distributing them, and then when the borrower comes to pay off the loan, then it's the servicer who actually goes to the county recorder and takes the money and lifts the mortgage from the borrower from the county files. Servicing gets interesting and complicated and expensive when there's loss mitigation. Obviously, it's a lot more labor intensive to deal with a borrower who who's not making payments than with a borrower who's making payments regularly on schedule. In terms of the revenue source for servicing, sometimes they get what's called float. That is, the payment may come in, let's say, on the 24th of the month, and it's due on the 15th of the next month. Then if that's true, then the servicer earns float, and then they also earn a servicing fee, which may be, let's say, is 20 basis points. So, if the mortgage loan is for 4.25%, the servicer will take out 20 basis points And so the 4.05% would be left for various investors in the loan. So that's typically, if the servicing is done separately, as a completely separate business, then they'll get a fee like that. The thing to notice about a fee like that is that it is extinguished when there's a refinance, or the borrower pays off the loan, or there's a default. So the longer the loan lasts, the longer you can collect the servicing fee. So the servicing fee is dependent on financial conditions, interest rates, house prices, all these other things. So it's actually not, it's not a simple, safe fee. It's a very, the value of it really can vary with economic conditions, and that's so it's important to remember that servicers kind of have to deal with that kind of variation as well. So it's not a well-known part of the business. It's actually a pretty complex part of the business. It's one of those, one of the important stops on our tour of the mortgage process.